531.
The Royal New Zealand Navy has launched a South Pacific Island community. The inaugural event went down at the Devonport Naval Base, being the very first time a forum has been set up specifically for Pacific personnel in the New Zealand Defence Force. Currently, 4.3% of the New Zealand Defence Force identify as Pasifika. And we are joined now by Warrant Officer Dan Mawafu to talk with us more on this. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan, firstly, a South Pacific Island community in the Navy. Awesome. Tell us more about it and what it will look like in, you know, daily operations for yourselves.
Well, it's exactly what it is. It's a community group for the Pacific Islanders within the Royal New Zealand Navy. Albeit it's in its infancy, but we project that it'll continue to grow as the New Zealand population have more and more islanders joining itself and also joining the Defence Force. We feel that as a community, we need to have something that people can have that identity in. A smaller community within a bigger community within the RNZN.
Dan, can you tell us more about the purpose and the vision for the community?
Okay, so it's basically to give our commanders a greater awareness of our Pacific Islander, our Pacific cultural values, our customs and beliefs, education, but also a support network system for the young Pacific Islanders that are joining the Defence Force, namely the Royal New Zealand Navy.
And how did the initiative come about?
It came about with it started off as an idea, like most things. Warrant Officer Latu had a defence paper, and it was around the Pacific Islanders that are in the Royal New Zealand Navy. So we come from strong family backgrounds, a support network at home and churches, as well as in schools. And, you know, when they come out into the workforce to work in an organisation like the Royal New Zealand Navy, there was none. So, you know, that's where the idea was born from, and we're hoping to kick it off and continue from there.
Can you tell us more about the actual launch and how it went, Dan?
Oh, okay. It was pretty exciting. It's the first time we've ever tried something like this, but we thought we'd give it a go. But the launch was last Friday, and it was pretty much just a call to all the Pacific Islanders as well as our senior command to come and be a part of this. We gathered at the Nadaringa Sports Ground, and we launched our vision. Launched our vision, and we launched our what we're going to be there for, what we stand for, and we pretty much just pitched it out to not only our command, but also our junior sailors that identify Pacific Islanders, to let them feel that sense of belonging, that they're not alone. There's plenty of us. There's also support. When they leave their families, they know that they can count on, you know, people like them that are in this organisation.
Dan, when we look at the Royal New Zealand Navy, what are some of the roles that our Pacific members, community, occupy within the Royal New Zealand Navy?
It's similar to most trade jobs. We have a whole range of skills. We have people that are not only driving boats, heading projects, but we also have people that, drive boats, in the logistics field. We also in the admin world. So the 17 trades that we sort of have in the RNZN, they occupy most of them. So from the lowest level to as high as whatever achievements that they want to achieve.
And for yourself, Dan, what's your role within the Royal New Zealand Navy, and why? Why did you join the Royal New Zealand Navy?
So I am a warrant officer in the Royal New Zealand Navy. My core trade is the logistics supply specialist. So I'm the head of trade for that trade at the moment. Why I joined? Well, I thought it would be something different. You know, it was basically to try something different to help support my parents and my siblings. And you know, I thought I'd just give it a go and been here ever since.
How long has it been now for you, Dan?
So I joined in 1997, so 22 years, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, look, 22 years, yeah, you definitely must enjoy it being there that long. Now, Dan, can you talk to me about our Pacific personnel in the Royal New Zealand Navy and the contribution that they make towards, you know, the Royal New Zealand Navy and its mission?
Okay, so, well, we've got a lot of, well, as Pacific Islanders, we have a lot of interpersonal skills that we have to offer, that we can offer the Royal New Zealand Navy. The New Zealand Navy is kind of like a family in itself. So we already come from that strong sort of background of the family support network, that sense of belonging in families, the togetherness, how we, you know, that respect. Also the, you know, the religious aspect, you know, being humble, selflessness. And, you know, they work in well with the Royal New Zealand Navy's core values of comradeship, commitment, courage, and also integrity.
And, Dan, finally, for yourself, along with our other Pacific community within the Royal New Zealand Navy, how important is this and, you know, what it means to you and our other Pacific community in the Royal New Zealand Navy?
It means a lot. When myself joined, there weren't that many of us. But over the years, you know, more and more Pacific Islanders are joining. It was just also, you know, it sort of hit a point where even the juniors, one of our recent recruits, said that, you know, it's really good that this has been stood up because, you know, it's, even though they've come from far and wide to join the Navy, but they feel like they belong because there's, you know, there's some people like them, you know, that sense of belonging, that network, the support system. So, you know, they're never feeling they're far from home because they have this group there to support them.